This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Let's play tech company historian for a minute. Remember the days when the name actually reflected what the company did? Pets.com may have been a failure, but at least you knew what it was. Then there were the ooze, Yahoo, Google. Well, the Wall Street Journal recently pointed out there's a new tech naming convention in town. Will Remus at Slate Magazine breaks it down for us.
You've got names that just make no sense whatsoever. You've got a big data startup called Kaggle and a local merchant site called Zaarly, Z-A-A-R-L-Y.
And these are not actually elvish terms from Lord of the Rings. These are just nonsensical words.
That's right. And of course, the whole goal here is to come up with a company name where if you add .com to the end, no one will have already taken that domain name. So, of course, no one has Zaarly.com, which is great for Zaarly. Although there's a downside, which is that no one knows what the heck a Zaarly is.
Eventually, you could have a Kaggle.Kaggle, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's right. So there are a whole bunch of new top-level domains that are being rolled out. So it's not .com. It's .whatever you want it to be.
Right.
So far, I haven't seen that really take off. But I think these trends all may signal the beginning of the end for the weird startup name.
I'm going to say that the next phase of this is the one-syllable word. So like WAMP.
I bet you dunk is taken.
But I'll bet dunk.dunk is not taken.
There you go. Dunk dunk. I think we've come up with our new startup name, Ben.
Will Remus, tech blogger for Slate. Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks, Ben.